Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. It's interesting. I had just gotten out of the shower, and I'm sitting here recording and writing, and what I get is how important shower and thought really is. Thus, we have shower thoughts, and I love this radio show of shower thoughts that I do, and I love also sharing those shower thoughts on my podcast. Now, for those who don't know, shower thoughts are real. It's about not thinking deliberately. It's about mental quietness, and a powerful thought can pass through. And these are awesome, great thoughts that randomly just come and grow, come and go. Now, there's a Freudian slip, because I think a lot of my shower thoughts have truly helped me grow. And they can create this intense pondering that may have you pondering quite a bit. Now, here's what I love about the shower. We tune in the world and allow our thoughts just to happen. You see, in the shower, guess what we can't have? We can't have our phones in the shower. We don't get to look at all of our texts. Well, I'm sure some people do, and at least they try, but really, we don't hear all the outside noise, because mainly all we're hearing, if we're paying attention, is the water just falling or the music that's playing if there's music in the background. No one's around. Well, unless you take your phone in the shower, but seriously, it's just you and the water and your thoughts. And it can be soothing and relaxing, and the brain comes up with some great and crazy thoughts. But also the brain comes up with negative thoughts. And that's what I want to talk about. See, these thoughts are powerful, and we're a product of our thoughts. And in fact, some of these thoughts are so powerful, they affect our emotions. And our emotions are powerful, so they affect our thoughts. Yes, thoughts create emotion, and emotions create thoughts. But what I know is thoughts are energy. They vibrate within you. Think about it. That for just a moment, because the truth is, what you think is what you get. Basically, your thoughts become your reality. And I think it's important to try to grab onto the fact that our thoughts do create reality. Many of my thoughts are based on psychology. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I do for a living. And it's a huge passion of mine. I love to work with people and people's thought process. Now, speaking of the thought process, did you know that the human mind can produce 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day? I can't even get my head around that. But fear not, those thoughts are not really a consciousness. However, if you have a negative mindset or are anxious and have problems, those thousands of thoughts can turn into negativity very quickly. And it's true that pessimistic thoughts easily turn into doom and gloom. Yuck. Who wants that? But it's a habit. And see, these negative thoughts can take over our lives. They're going to create low self-esteem and anger, anxiety, depression. And that's because of this thing called the automatic negative thought. Automatic negative thought system. It sounds like ants. A-N-T-S. Negative or automatic negative thought systems. And yes, it's a real thing. Ants are. And let's just call it ants. But these thoughts are really based on core beliefs. Thoughts like, you're no good. No one loves you. You're going to amount to nothing. You're a failure. And these thoughts tend to creep up into those thousands of thoughts we have daily that we're not even aware of. But what's more difficult is most of the time, you know, we don't know how negative our thinking really is. So it's important to start paying attention to your thoughts. It really is like how, this is how my shower thoughts got started. Sometimes I would get in the shower and I would come out really angry. And when I reflected, I was having automatic negative thoughts. And once I began to recognize them and shine a little light on those dark thoughts, they went away and turned more into powerful shower thoughts. Well, when I can remember them, here's the thing. If I want to change my negative automatic thought system, my aunts, I have to pay attention. And I laugh because when I say pay attention, because so many people live with their phones stuffed in their face and they rarely pay attention. But it's interesting for those who do pay attention. And you can tell the people who have their phones away from their faces. They're the ones that are more hopeful and more powerful and they have better thought patterns. But in all honesty, all you really want is people just to take the phones away from your face and look up and look at life. But phones have become our great escape. They're our new drug. But for those who have a more positive thoughts, the first thing that you'll need to do is to see them as the as positive, because people who have negative thoughts have that automatic negative thought system going. And we're so used to having those thoughts that catching them is kind of tricky. And I tell my clients, just take a step back and look at what you might be thinking. Try to grab that negative thought and then challenge it. Your brain can fool you into thinking that your negative thoughts are accurate and logical. But the truth is these thoughts only serve to reinforce your negative thinking and your emotions. So I personally talk to my negative thoughts and I ask, hey, is this true? And then I'll say, what do you want? Why are you having these thoughts? And then I answer it. And this helps me break the cycle of negative thoughts and start thinking more positively. If I say, Tyler, you're worthless, I try to find out where that message came from. And then I challenge it by saying, hey, you think I'm worthless, but I've got a college education. I know right from wrong. I'm creative. I'm smart, and I'm loved. And when I challenge a negative thought and replace it with a positive thought, whew, the negative thought is challenged, and then it goes away. And this is where I think mindfulness is so helpful when challenging these automatic negative thoughts, these ants. It involves being aware of and accepting our thoughts and feeling in the present moment rather than ruminating about the past or worrying about the future. It gets us nowhere. And that's often where we go when we have these negative thoughts. And I think mindfulness keeps us from becoming more self-aware and really allowing us to see that our thoughts are not necessarily true. In fact, a lot of our thoughts are lies. The truth about mindfulness is we need to gain control of our thoughts, our emotional reactions to situations by allowing and thinking part of our brain is taken over. I'm going to say stay mindful and present yourself in a more positive way. Also, be present in the now, right now. You know, if you think about it, right now, here it is. It's 4 a.m. in the morning, and I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee, and it's quiet. It's so quiet because it's 4 a.m. in the morning, and all is still, and I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm excited that my voice is coming back after losing my voice, and everything's good. And yeah, I may have some problems, but in this moment, as I am sitting here, I feel great. And that's the feeling of being present in the moment. So yeah, you know, shower thoughts are great because they are often positive and they invite you to be mindful of the negative thoughts. So be that positive source of energy with your thoughts. And I have a question for you. What's in your 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. For now, I'm Tyler Woods, and I'm saying, and I'm thinking, walk in peace.